We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah 49, and we'll read to verse 13. Isaiah 49, 1 to 13. This is one of the great prophecies of the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament. It's yet another of the servant songs that are so wonderful in the second half of Isaiah. And there's a bit of a dialogue here between the Father and the Son as he's going to send his Son into the world. And there's a comparison, at least implicitly, with Cyrus the Great, who has already been mentioned by name 2 centuries in advance, whom God would raise up to be a servant of the Lord, namely in destroying the Babylonians and giving the decree of the Israelites to come back home. And yet, here's a greater kingdom, a greater empire. It's going to be a worldwide empire, something Cyrus seriously could not dream of. Moreover, it's going to be achieved not with the sword, but with the word of his mouth. That's the kingdom into which the Father is sending the Son. We see the issues come up here of the vindication and the success of the servant of the Lord, Jesus, and all that he's going to go through, but it's God who's going to uphold his cause. God is going to vindicate him. I'm actually going to quote from this passage in my sermon, because this is where we have the line that I will make him a light to the nations. Now, I think it was particularly wonderful. There's so much that's wonderful in this passage, but the vindication that the Savior will receive through his saving work at the end of this passage is seen in 2 ways. One, in the going forth of his gospel to the ends of the earth. And then secondly, in the ingathering of peoples from all over the earth into his kingdom. What that means is that we are part of that now. And as we do the work of the gospel, the very reason this age of the world still exists is so that the gospel would go forth to the ends of the earth. And we get to be a part of that. And then we ourselves, as we are brought by the grace of God in that gospel into his empire, he receives the glory and vindication that comes from God. Well, with all that in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 49, 1 to 13. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, 'Is it too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel? I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.' Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I have answered you. In a day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, 'Come out,' to those who are in darkness, 'Appear.' They shall feed along the ways. On all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Syene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.